Welcome to Anton's Music. Can I help you find anything?
Yeah, do you run instruments?
We do. We sell new, used, and refurbished instruments. We also rent them for both yearly and monthly periods.
I need a cello. 4-4 DC Strad 900 if you've got it, with pre-rastro strings.
Oh, you know your cellos.
Sophie told me what to ask for.
Are you renting this for your friend?
Yeah, she's right outside. See?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to come in?
She's gonna hold the door for me when I leave.
Okay, I guess. Why is she staring at you?
So she doesn't forget me.
That's weird. Anyway, how about this stentor here on the wall? It's not a DZ Strad. We don't have any of those in right now, but it's got a really wonderful tone, and I think you'll like it a lot. It's like the DZ Strad budget option.
That looks fantastic. Do you mind if I try it out?
But I thought it was for your friend. Are you both cellists?
I'm a trumpet player, actually, so it's going to sound awful.
Then why do you want to...
Listen, if you're trying to unload some rando off-brand DC Strad on me, I should at least get to play it, right? What if it sounds terrible?
But you don't know how to play it.
Sophie can listen through the door. Hey, Sophie, open the door.
Does he have a DC Strad?
No, he's got this other thing.
A stentor.
It's a stentor.
I don't like those.
I know.
Play it for me.
See?
Why do I always get the weirdos?
You got a bow?
Do you know how to use a bow?
She's my roommate. I've seen her do it tons of times. Thank you. Are these pre-rastro strings?
Yes.
Then I'm going to need a pre-rastro bow, too.
Never play pre-rastro strings without a pre-rastro bow.
Yeah, I think I've got one behind the counter.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, hey, wait!
Hurry, hurry! Careful of the door!
Damn it.
Sorry.
Oh, God. It's only been 2 days and I've already committed grand larceny.
You know, I don't really think it counts as grand larceny if you can buy it at Guitar Center.
Hey, at least when we return it, they won't even know it's gone. So, we've got the address, mm-hmm. And we've got the cello. Mm-hmm. Ready to go catch a killer?
I am not excited to be caught by a killer.
You won't be. This plan is foolproof.
Yeah, see, that's what people say at the beginning of every YouTube bail compilation.
Okay, so it's not foolproof, just pretty good. All we need are three elements. You playing the cello, him hearing you, and plenty of police officers.
So, like, is that it?
Yeah.
How's that gonna help? Just because I play the cello doesn't mean he's automatically gonna come after me.
Yes, it does.
The music box song.
Exactly.
So, everyone who hears it is going to, what, forget everything? Or become forgotten?
No, that only happened to me when I touched the box itself. The music doesn't seem to curse people. Everyone at the cafe heard it, including you, and it didn't hurt you.
And the podcast, right?
Right.
People heard it there, and mm-hmm. They're all fine.
Exactly. It only hurt me because I touched the box.
Okay, so we take this cello, mm-hmm. And I play the magical music, mm-hmm. And then what?
When Mamahan hears you playing it, he won't be able to not come after you. Not that he'll be compelled, I don't think, but he'll be dying of curiosity. He'll want to know how you know the song, where you learned it, everything. It'll blow his mind, and since he thinks no one can remember him, he won't worry about coming out to talk to you, even if there are people around.
But he's not an idiot, right? He's overconfident, sure, but he's still smart enough to smell a trap when he sees one. And a girl playing the Narnia National Anthem while surrounded by cops is gonna look suspicious as hell.
Okay, well, that's where it gets tricky. We can't have the cops near you, so they'll have to be near-ish.
How near-ish?
How fast can you run with a cello?
With a DZ Strad? 2 blocks in under a minute. Not the best, but it got me away from some bullies in middle school. With that stentor, though, I'm just gonna leave it there and run like a serial killer is chasing me.
Good plan.
Mm-hmm. How do we get a bunch of police to hide around the corner?
We call in a kidnapping attempt.
We do?
You do. If I do it, they won't remember it 2 seconds later.
Oh, I hate this plan.
So do I, if it helps.
It does, a little. But, I mean... Okay, so the Hollywood killer hears me, mm-hmm. comes for me, mm-hmm. and I run. Mm-hmm. The cops see him chasing me, and try to stop him.
Yep.
But how is that different from, like, every other victim he's kidnapped in broad daylight?
Okay, this time they'll remember him. He doesn't have the music box, so they'll catch him and he'll stay caught. And then the cops go through his house and find all the evidence and he rots forever in a cell. Bing, bang, boom.
Because of a music box.
Because of the absence of a music box.
Yeah. Can I see it?
See what?
The music box.
How is that going to help?
I don't know. Maybe I'll recognize the carvings on it, or I don't know. Just, it doesn't hurt to look at it,
I guess. Okay, hang on. Okay, here it is.
Cool. It is kind of fancy, isn't it? And kind of beat up.
Yeah, it's been dropped a few times, I think.
So he definitely carries it with him a lot. We need to destroy it.
No way. The wizard guy said if we destroy it, I'll be cursed forever.
And you believe him?
Why would he lie?
Why would he call himself a wizard and never change his clothes for 20 years? Because he's crazy, and I don't trust anything he says.
What about the address he gave us?
Oh, well, we're definitely gonna try that. I don't think he's lying about anything that'll help us catch the bad guy, but he is definitely lying about something. Hella sus, man.
Okay, good. So let's go do it.
I gotta do something first, but you're really gonna hate it. And if it goes wrong, I apologize, but I love you.
Wait, Sophie, stop it! No! What are you?
No! No, I've touched it!
Are you crazy?
Best friends forever.
Why did you touch it? Sophie, this is a curse! Like, a real, live curse! Oh my god! What is wrong with you? You've ruined your life!
No, I didn't do it for me.
No one's gonna remember you. Your family, the university, you're going to lose your scholarship and your place in the music program. You'll never get a job in an orchestra or as a soloist or anything. And like—
Listen, it'll be
You're going
fine.
To be playing in the subway for pocket change and living under an underpass and—
Christina, snap out of it, okay? Look, I'm gonna be fine. I'm Gen Z. I'm gonna end up living under an overpass anyway.
You don't understand.
I do. I know exactly what you've lost, and now I've lost it with you. On purpose. No one can remember forgotten people except other forgotten people. And I will never forget you again. You think I'm gonna let my best friend be cursed all alone?
Your best friend? You've only known me for 8 hours.
Yeah, well, best 8 hours of my life. Listen, I haven't known you long, but I know you're a good friend. You've put your entire life on the line for some violinist you've never even met. You're a good person. Maybe the best person.
Stop.
You deserve to be remembered.
I love you, Sophie.
I love you too. Now let's smash it.
No, I just told you that'll make the curse permanent.
Then we'll be the last ones it ever curses. No more victims, no more Hollywood killer, no more stupid, magical, whatever. And we've got each other either way. right? So, who cares?
I don't think you appreciate how badly this sucks.
Probably not. I'm sure I'll regret it sometimes. But I've listened to your audio. I listened to that guy have a heart attack when he realized he'd forgotten his husband. I listened to Leona's mom insist she never had a daughter while we were sitting on a giant pile of evidence that she did. They're going through hell. But I'd rather go through hell 1,000 times than let even one more person have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I was gonna do this earlier, but he talked me out of it, but yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's do it.
Together. We each put a hand on it like this, and on three, we smash it on the dashboard.
Okay.
Ready?
One.
Two. Three! Take that, Mirandis!
Hey! Okay, no more dead bodies.
Amen to that.
Okay, but now we have another problem. Our plan relies on calling the cops. If they can't remember you, that won't work.
We should have called before I touched the thing, huh?
Yeah, you think?
What if we, threaten somebody? Like, we literally go into a neighbor's house, pull a gun, and ask for their wallets.
That's illegal.
They won't remember us, so who cares? But the cops will remember the phone call because we're not the ones who made it.
You might be pretty good at this memory thing.
Right? Sweetie, I was born to commit immemorable crimes. Now let's go f*** up a magical serial killer.
Okay, so here we are. Everyone's in place. The address the wizard gave us is up on the side of a hill. Apparently, the Bird Streets is a super expensive neighborhood that looks out over West Hollywood and the Sunset Strip. And apparently, Ariana Grande lives up here. So yeah, the Hollywood killer is doing pretty good for himself. How did he steal enough money to get all this? And allegedly, some other giant houses too. If the wizard's telling the truth. We'll find out soon enough, I guess. Sophie is sitting across the street on a chair, cello at the ready. And since there isn't really a sidewalk, she's just in some dude's driveway. She's not facing the killer's house. That would be too suspicious, we think. So she's angled to the side a little and looking straight at me. I'm in his neighbor's driveway, hiding behind some bushes. Right around the corner, not quite visible from my vantage point, is the house that called the police. Sophie told them to tell the cops that the Hollywood killer was trying to abduct an Asian girl. Then I described this Master Malmahan dude as exactly as I could. And it worked. The cops just drove up, so we're all in position. Everyone's ready. The only thing that'll ruin this now is if the killer's not even at home. The signal is a countdown. So I'm showing Sophie my fingers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nothing yet. How long will it take? Is he there? Is he watching her from the window or listening at the door? Is he sensing it's a trap? The music is Mirandis from his own magical music box that he knows and nobody else in the world should.
Except the Ember Wizard, I guess. So maybe he thinks this is about him. Maybe it's... There he is. Eyes on me, Sophie. Just get him hooked, then bolt. He's talking to her. She's talking back, but she keeps looking at me. It's way too obvious. He's gonna turn to see what she's looking at. I'm gonna try to back up and...
Help! Help, I'm being kidnapped!
Get back here!
Somebody help me! Ariana Grande, call the police!
She's running for the corner. I can't see what he's... Crap, he caught her!
Sophie! Sophie, I'm coming!
Where is it? Where's the music box? So it's both of you together, is it? You thought you could trap me? You thought you could just meander into my life and defeat me where hundreds of others have tried and failed?
Leave her out of this, you bastard! I'm the one with the music box!
If you insist!
No! Oh, stop! Somebody help me!
You know how this works. They don't remember us!
There are police.
They'll forget you just as quickly.
You're ripping my hair out.
Get used to it. It's going to happen a lot.
No. I'm not even an artist.
Some people I kill for fun. No one can hear you.
Somebody! Help!
So this was your plan? Bait me out of my home with music? And then what? Wrestle me to the ground? I'm taller than you by nearly a foot and heavier by at least 100 pounds. Not to mention I'm an experienced kidnapper, as you are more than well aware. Did you think you'd be the first young woman I dragged by the hair up those steps?
You can't kill me. You only have one superpower, and it doesn't work on me.
Thousands of serial killers have no powers at all, and they're still more than capable of skinning you alive.
I can still escape.
15,000 murders in a year! That's what you say in your little show, isn't it? 15,000 murders in a year, and nearly 40% of them unsolved? That's an awful lot of killing being done with absolute impunity. You won't be any different than any other body found dead by the side of the road, except perhaps in the sheer magnitude of mutilation. You have made me very angry.
Is this where... Where are you...
Do you want to see it? This isn't my favorite torture chamber, but it will suffice for now. Perhaps I'll move you later. I can sedate you, bind you tightly, hide you in the trunk of my car, and drive all over the city without anyone the wiser. I can pull up next to a police car, park by a children's playground, and no one will ever know anything. My garages are all interior. I can take you in and out of the trunk with the doors closed and the neighbors oblivious. And with my walls so carefully insulated, I can make you sing in anguish for hours. Do you know how many of my plans you've almost ruined? How many years, no, decades of work you've set back? I was almost home, damn you! And I will enjoy taking every last one of those setbacks out of your skin. Slice by slice.
Please.
Down the stairs! This is the torture chamber. Do you like it? I used a dentist chair for a while, but eventually I went back to the old gold standard, a flat metal table with locks and manacles. You postulated in one of your episodes that I need to create hope in my victims. That is correct, though not for the reasons you suspect. And the best way to create hope is to first create despair. throw someone into a deep enough pit, and even ground level feels high.
I think I broke some ribs.
The first of many, I assure you. Up we go!
Oh, no! Please!
There you are, all squared away. Mine to play with until I tire of... What's this? You dropped your phone. And it's recording. For your series, I assume.
Yeah. And it's broadcasting right now to everyone.
No, it's not! I do know how phones work, after all. I've lived on Earth for nearly 30 years.
What?
Now, which do you think is more cruel? Turning this off so that no record of your life remains, or leaving it on and forging a record of your excruciating death?
How about instead? You tell me how you think you're going to get away with this.
That's impressive talk from a broken child chained to a table.
Brenda swears off.
It does. But I have my ways around that. You know about the music box, and you have to assume that I have other objects every bit as powerful.
You... Wait, what?
Oh, my. You think the music box is Miranda's, don't you? Or the song, or some foolish thing. You thought that without it I'd be powerless?
But the Ember Wizard!
Oh, yes, the Ember Wizard! A raving madman who, for some reason, you trusted.
So he was wrong?
Not wrong, just dishonest. He was lying to you for ulterior purposes of his own.
Is he working with you?
He opposed me, but so incompetently that you can be forgiven for interpreting it as help. He is a child, and there is nothing he can do to save Mirandus.
To save it? What's going on? What is Mirandus?
No more questions! Where's my music box?
We smashed it.
Stupid girl. Time for pain.
But I told you the truth!
The truth? The torture isn't for information, child. I believe you. The torture is for fun.
But what about...
I said no more questions! Ask another, and I will tip this table over with you still tied to it.
I'm sorry. Please. Table.
And that is only just the beginning. Perhaps after that, I'll use a pair of pliers to...
You tipped over a table.
Not yet. Are you already delirious? I like people lucid when I torture them.
Don't worry. You'll figure it out eventually.
You would be wise not to patronize the man about to carve his initials in your abdomen.
Better get cracking then. You don't have a lot of time left.
What do you mean?
Ow! Oh! You know, I think you're right. I think I am definitely delirious from the pain.
A sedative then, and we can play tomorrow.
I already told you, you don't have time. SWAT team coming through the walls in 3, 2, 1. Okay. But that would have been awesome, you got to admit.
No rescue is coming. Nobody remembers you.
But they remember you.
No, they don't!
You really should have listened to the recordings.
Your arrogance is breathtaking.
Oh, look who's talking. I've been hunting you for months and putting the entire thing online. Everything we knew about you, everything we were planning. And all you had to do was listen and learn it all, but... No. Oh, you already know everything. And I'm just some girl, so how much of a threat could I be, right? Tell the truth. That's exactly what you were thinking.
And what do you know about me that I could possibly need to hear?
You knocked over a table and everyone remembered. Sophie remembers you. The police who saw you remember you.
every one of them. And if they had any sense of timing, they'd have crashed through the door up there right when I was counting.
Get down on the floor! Police, drop your weapon.
No!
Down on the floor, now!
Cuff him.
Room clear.
Search upstairs. I don't want some other bastard jumping out behind us.
Christina, are you okay?
Officer Funshine?
I told you, I do not like that nickname.
Wait. Josie, did you say my name?
Definitely gonna have to edit that out.
Sophie?
Hey, Chris. We're gonna get you unchained and get you to a hospital.
They remember us?
They do.
Yeah. It's starting to come back.
Miranda's wears off.
Even though we broke the thing, we did it. We broke the curse.
You did it. You did it, Chris.
So I'm in the hospital now. Two doors down from Henry Feinberg, believe it or not. So that's fun. And my phone is out of evidence, finally, so they let me have it back, and I'm recording a little epilogue here to our story.
What?
Sophie's here with me, and Funshine as a bodyguard.
You guys can call me Josie.
Aww.
Hey.
And everyone remembers us. Smashing the music box didn't make the effect permanent. It got rid of it completely, which means the Ember Wizard lied to us, who knows why, and the Hollywood Killer told the truth. At least about that part.
You mean Caligo?
Yeah. Apparently, the killer's name is Mr. Caligo, or at least that's the name he used on the lease for that house we found. And in that house, they also found evidence connecting him to at least 30 of the Hollywood Killer victims, so they've got him. Trial still to come, but he's obviously guilty.
Yeah. And the evidence is pretty overwhelming. Turns out, eyeballs weren't the only souvenirs he took from the victims.
Yeah, IDs, wallets, sometimes clothes and jewelry. Not to mention the big giant confession he recorded on my phone. He'll be in solitary confinement before, and almost certainly after his trial, all the way until they execute him. Because California has a death penalty, and Caligo is insisting that they use it. Apparently, he argued for a while, but eventually he just confessed to everything. I don't know. He wants to die, and he's giving them all the evidence they need to execute him. And I can't help but feel incredibly creeped out by that.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some snacks from the vending machine. You want anything?
I'm good. You know, I set out on this journey to help find Leona McPherson. Try to give her some, well, not notoriety, but more like a memorial. I wanted to create something that would give her back the life that was stolen from her. Not literally, but I mean her life as a musician, as a woman. I wanted to give back the legacy that the Hollywood Killer took from her. And I guess, in a roundabout way, I sort of did. Leona is getting regular play on classical music stations. Someone is commissioning a documentary about her life, and her mother, Catherine, is hanging up pictures of her everywhere. From what I hear, Hilldowns, Ohio is practically drowning in photos of Leona. So, good for her. And let me just say, Leona, good for you. You're the reason Caligo got caught. I don't know if there's an afterlife or whatever, but if there is one, I hope you're a little more peaceful in it now than you used to be. You got your mom back. You got your history back. And the man who killed you is finally, almost 30 years later, going to pay for it. I know it's not about revenge, but that's still gotta feel pretty good. Caligo, or Malmahan, or whoever he is. He threw that thing in my face. That little spiel about 15,000 murders and 40% of them going unsolved. And it's still true. That 6,000 people who never get the closure that Leona got today. 6,000 per year. In the time since she died 28 years ago, that's 168,000 people. 168,000 families torn apart. Mothers suddenly childless, spouses going home to a house full of nothing but questions. Daughters who can never go home at all. Those people are gone. And I knew this when I started this project, that I wasn't going to bring any of them back. I think I deluded myself a little. But a part of me still knew it, obviously, all along. And my dad is one of them. He's gone, and he's not coming back, and there's no evidence that the Hollywood killer got him. He's just gone. And I crossed the whole country, and I searched everywhere, and I broke like 17 bones, but none of that brought him back. None of it changed anything, I guess. Except that it changed me. And maybe you, I hope, if you're one of the people who remembers me again. Not everybody does. One of the nurses doesn't, and that's kind of funny, but it isn't really. It's awful. But those memories are incredible. So much more of a blessing than I ever realized, so yes. The people in our lives might still be gone, but don't let them be forgotten. Tell their stories. Share their music. Hang their photos all over the freaking town. Drown the world in memory and let us remember them with you. And Leona, if you're out there, if there's an after and you're in it, and if it's so stupidly boring that you're listening to some girl you've never met jabber on about life and death and whatever dumb things I keep talking about. If you're there and if you can find him, can you say hi to my dad for me? Tell him I love him and that I miss him. And that I hope he's doing well. He's not with me. But he's with my mom again. And I can be sad and happy about those two things both at the same time. And if you can. And I have no idea how any of this works. So maybe you can't. But if you can. Will you give him a hug for me? And I'll go hug your mom for you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.